that would not be an argument against homosexuality. At best, it would be an argument against exclusive homosexuality. I mean, homosexuality doesn't prevent a person from procreating any more than you're sitting here listening to this lecture prevents you from procreating. I mean, nobody's procreating right now, as far as I can tell. The lights are kind of bright. I can't really see to the back. But it's just a non-procreative activity. And so Father Pryor's argument would not apply to gay and lesbian people who had children through prior relationships or artificial insemination, or if we take procreation broadly, through adoption. So we need a better argument to cover those things. So I want to turn to the third argument I'm going to look at, the argument that homosexuality is wrong because it's harmful. And this is not just one argument, of course. This is a whole host of arguments. Throughout history, gay and lesbian people have been blamed for all kinds of disasters. Earthquakes, plagues, famines, Liza Minnelli. We were partly responsible for that one, actually. You got to accept blame where it's due. Even today we hear all kinds of crazy claims about homosexuality being associated with disease and suicide rates and pedophilia and all kinds of social ills. When you listen to these claims, you got to ask a couple of questions. One question is, are they true? Another question is, and how would we know this? It seems one way we might know is by talking to gay and lesbian people, because we know something about our own lives. But a lot of people say, no, can't trust them, they're biased. Okay, so how do we find out about gay and lesbian people's lives? Well, we could look to statistics. But there's a problem with doing this, and it's not just the usual problem that, well, sometimes it seems like you can find a statistical study to back up any claim you want. There are better and worse statistical studies, to be sure. The problem is that in order to make any kind of accurate comparison between gay and lesbian people on the one hand and straight people on the other, you need some way of separating the two. How do we do this? We ask people, are you gay or straight? I mean, you can't just check behind people's ears, you gotta ask them. And in a society that stigmatizes homosexuality, some people are not comfortable answering that question, which makes it very difficult sometimes to get accurate samples for research on gay and lesbian people versus everyone else.